Relax, he's fine. You know how he gets. Here's Steve.
I'm fine. It is stunning how fast the Democrat Party has moved to the left, isn't it? It really is stunning. How quickly they've moved to such positions as universal income, reparations, government-run health care, mandatory, Social Security for illegals, no border at the southern border with Mexico, no border at all, really, abortion on demand at any time, elective abortion. Just decide that's what you want to go with. It's crazy how far they've gone. Did you get him? Okay, good. At any rate, you know, so many things going on and so far off. The president finally having some fun with it. Donald Trump having some fun with it. Poking plenty of fun at the Green New Deal these days. But he says he wants to go easy. He wants to make sure it's around by the time we get to Election Day. Don't get rid of it too early. It's bite number two from the president having some fun. Bite number two, go.
I'm only afraid that we're going to be too hard on the Green New Deal, and they're not going to do it. Because I want them to do it. We don't want to have them knock it out before we get to run against it. So let's take it easy. I'm actually saying it's a wonderful thing. The Green New Deal, done by a young bartender, 29 years old. A young bartender, wonderful young woman. The Green New Deal. You know, but it's crazy. You know, the first time I heard it, I said, that's the craziest thing. You have senators that are professionals, that you guys know, that have been there for a long time, white hair. Everything perfect. And they're standing behind her and they're shaking. They're petrified of her. We support the Green New Deal. How about the woman from Hawaii, the senator from Hawaii? Highly nice woman, right? Oh, I'm glad I didn't say it. I'm going to get great points from my wife for not saying that. But she was so angry to men, right? Remember, she was screaming at men. And then they asked her about the Green New Deal. I love it. They said, yeah, but you don't allow airplanes anymore, so you can't get to Hawaii. Oh, we have to work on something. So somebody jokingly said, we'll build a train to Hawaii, and she actually thought it was a decent idea. So now she supports it because she thinks they're going to build a train to Hawaii. But they really believe this stuff.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's like, it's the craziest thing. They believe it.
They believe it. Unbelievable. At any rate, the president having some fun with this, the Green New Deal. But it is amazing how far left the Democrat Party has gone. You look at their list. You look at their list of positions now, and you just scratch your head because 5 years ago, none of this would have been discussed. Government-run health care for everyone. Take 180 to 200 million people away from their health care that they like. Demand reparations for anyone of color in America. A universal income if people don't even want to work. Social Security for illegals. Abortion on demand. Elective abortion. Allow illegals to vote. Hell, drop the voting age to 16, and the list just goes on and on and on. Congressman Tim Walberg joining me from Michigan's 7th Congressional District. Congressman, welcome back to the discussion.
Good to be back with you. And about 9 o'clock this morning in Energy and Commerce Committee, we'll be asked to vote on legislation that is an effort to put us back in the Paris Climate Accord agreement. So it gets stranger and stranger all the time.
So what would be the advantage of back into the Paris Climate Accord? Which, by the way, we're pretty much following anyway. And if you look, the carbon dioxide production from America has plummeted since, 2005 or 6? I mean, it's been plummeting for a long time. We're the only country in the world that's doing it right anyway.
Yeah, we're doing a great job. And in France and Paris right now, they're demonstrating and burning fires to indicate the hot air that's coming out of their government, Macron, about the Paris Climate Agreement. They feel like they've been put on, and now the cost of everything is going up for them, and they want out of it. So the Democrats live truly in a Trump derangement syndrome right now. Existing condition, of course, but that's to continue to do anything to push back on success that Trump continues to have.
Sure. By the way, a programming note, in hour number three here, I'm going to discuss with you the magic bullet A Canadian company has created a process by which they can extract carbon dioxide from the air. They turn it into, it's almost like a powdery granular substance that can then be fed to plants. Yeah, they've done it. And so therefore, if they can pull CO2 out of the air in a cost-effective manner, then maybe a good part of this conversation goes away. Let me ask you this, Congressman. Now that the Mueller report has shown nothing, the Democrats are desperate to do something. And one of the things they did yesterday is they voted to demand that he turn over his tax returns from 2013 to present. Obviously, they're trying to find something they can hang on this president, turn it into something nefarious, turn it into something, you know, criminal. What do you make of it?
Well, again, it's the Trump derangement syndrome that goes on. They want to find something. They're not satisfied now with Rod Rosenstein and Mueller.
Yeah.
And also, of course, Barr now, that lo and behold, the president was not in collusion with anyone, nor were any of his compadres or associates in collusion. There was no obstruction, according to Barr and Rosenstein, that they could see at all that was going on. So they've got to keep it going. American citizens, free American citizens, ought to be awful frightened of the fact if indeed they can mandate that the IRS turn over tax record of anyone, including this president. They can do it for anyone.
That's right.
That's the type of country that we want.
No, you know, under the law, I'm told this law was put in place in the 1920s. Under the law, the chairman can request the tax returns of any American citizen. The chairman of the House Ways and Means Committee can do that. The law dates back to 1924, but I guarantee you this will make its way to the Supreme Court because why would it be okay to go after one citizen? You know, if that's the case, then I think all members of Congress should turn over their tax returns for the last 6 or 7 years, every bit of it, every scrap of it, and watch them squirm. But as you look at this, obviously it's an effort, as you pointed out. Bob Mueller walked on water right up until the point that his report showed nothing. And then the Democrats, you know, they're in full-on panic mode, aren't they?
Well, remember, this is true obstruction. The Democrats want to obstruct the opportunity for this president to be successful. He has been. That's bothering them a lot. The economy's going strong. Historic proportions of employment. We just have to get more people prepared to fill the jobs that are going wanting for people right now to fill those positions. We see our standing in the world has strengthened. We see China's economy going down, ours continuing to climb. All of this speaks to the success of policies that this president, whether they like him or not, they're working.
Right. And most recently, yesterday, the NATO chief in front of Congress says, you know, the pressure brought to bear by Donald Trump to demand that NATO members pay their fair share is working, he admitted in front of Congress yesterday. So hold that thought right there. Another example of things that are working where the president was berated by the left for being too tough on the allies. And all of a sudden the NATO chief in front of Congress says, you know, that's actually working. People are paying more money for defense in Europe and so forth. That's a good thing. Congressman Tim Walberg on the line with us from Michigan's 7th Congressional District. We're going to take a break and continue the conversation with the congressman right after this on the Steve Gruber Show.
Who says you can't build a healthy economy while protecting the environment? At DTE Energy, we're already doing it. DTE is on track to reduce carbon emissions by more than 80%, generating power from cleaner natural gas, solar, and wind, and creating thousands of Michigan jobs, all while keeping energy affordable and reliable. You see, we can have both a healthy environment and a healthy economy. DTE Energy. Find out more at journeytoeighty.com. How did DTE help the owner of Daybreak Salon cut his bill and blow away his clients? With a few tips from us, like installing T5 fluorescent fixtures, dimmable LEDs, and Energy Star rated washers and dryers, he saved 25%. And he made his space more inviting, too. Let DTE help you and your business. Get more energy-saving tips at dteenergy.com/save now.
The average time a resume spends on an HR manager's desk is 7 seconds, and most of them are tossed aside. Now imagine if one of those resumes belonged to Yasmin, who was
living in a shelter, juggling 3 jobs. I had to be resilient. That's something that you can't teach.
Or if that resume was from someone who
worked 12-hour shifts at the recycling company with my dad, who's 72. That taught me a work ethic that I carry with me every day.
We rely so much on a resume, yet it could never tell the full story of someone.
Growing up where I did, a lot of things could have gotten in the way of my goals. But I learned to push through, and that's what I bring to work every day.
So maybe it's time we look beyond the resume and look to grads of life. Discover new ways to develop great talent that are so much more than what's on paper at gradsoflife.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Grads of Life and the Ad Council.